Welcome back to another episode of the Format Podcast. Got a pretty interesting show for you here today. Going to talk NFL draft, and you know, in my opinion, that's the best draft in North American professional team sports. But we're going to get to that, and we're going to talk some quarterbacks, specifically J.J. McCarthy and how he's shooting up the boards. Anyway, before we get to that, you know what time it is. If you're here on YouTube and you haven't already, please make sure you go ahead, click that like, that subscribe, that notification bell. Make sure you're kept up to date whenever we drop new content on the channel. If you want the audio-only version of the podcast, open up your audio podcast platform, hit the search bar, type in The Format Podcast, and we should come right up. If you're enjoying the content, make sure you give us that like, that five-star review, and drop a comment. All that stuff helps us rise in the algorithm, helps us find more sports fans, helps more sports fans find us. And finally, make sure you write it down, put it in your phone, set an alarm, do whatever you got to do to remember. Saturday nights at 7 p.m., we are live here on the Format Podcast, and we'll give you the opportunity to call in, talk to us, get at me. I love it. I can't wait. Okay, so what I was talking about before the intro and the kind of the topic of this show here is J.J. McCarthy, national champion quarterback of the Michigan Wolverines this past season. And this is a guy who, to me, he's really interesting. And he is shooting up the leaderboards in terms of where he's going to be picked in the NFL draft. And honestly, and again, I'm no NFL scout, but looking at it beforehand, and I've read some of the other scout reviews, I don't even think this guy should be a first round pick. Now, I'm not saying he's a bum. I'm saying that he doesn't stand up, in my estimation, from what I've seen of him, next to some of the other guys that are coming out in this quarterback class, which they're saying is going to be arguably one of the best quarterback classes ever in terms at least of what the prospects that we have. Obviously, the Chicago Bears have the number one overall pick, and they are expecting that to be Caleb Williams. Out of USC, the former Heisman winner, and that's a guy that they're looking at, and they're expecting to go ahead and take him. And he's the guy for the last 2 years that's been regarded and expected to be that number one guy. They call him generational. I don't know about that. I don't necessarily believe he's generational, but he's an extremely talented guy, elite arm talent, elite athleticism. Well, not elite athleticism, but very, very athletic, and he can do a lot of things. And so he's a guy that a lot of these programs, a lot of these teams want to build their future around. And so the Bears have him, and it's expected that the Bears are going to take him number one overall. The second quarterback in most people's eyes is Jaden Daniels, this year's Heisman Trophy winner, extremely accurate downfield thrower, pretty good arm, extremely mobile, very athletic, fast, just a very, very good quarterback. He's expected to be number two, and some people like him number one overall. Now, this is one of those things. It's about what you like as a scout, what you do, where you go in terms of how you rate guys. And, you know, each scout has a kind of different thing they look at, you know. So now the third guy, and this is where it starts getting funny, because to me, I had Michael Penix Jr. as my number one overall quarterback in this draft based on what I've seen the last 2 years, leading the country in passing. Just being an elite guy in terms of being able to make every throw. Now, don't get me wrong, he had an elite wide receiving core. In my opinion, he had a wide receiving core that could rival Ohio State. Obviously, he had Rome Odunze, who I believe is the best wide receiver in this draft. He had Jalen McMillan and Jalen Pope. So he had a lot of weapons to work with in that system with Kalen DeBoer and Ryan Grubb, who coincidentally is now the Seattle Seahawks offensive coordinator. You've got all that. Like I said, I thought based on what I saw that Michael Penix Jr. is that guy. Now, I think the biggest problem with Michael Penix Jr. when he was at Indiana, his first four seasons, he never finished the season. He had a lot of injury problems. He had shoulder injuries. I think he had two ACLs. But he has not missed a game in his last 2 years in Washington. And when he did his workouts, he actually surprised everybody running about a 4.5. Some people have it slightly below 4.5. Some people have it a little above, but a 4.5, which no one expected, which is pretty fast for a guy who is a pure pocket passer. We didn't see a whole lot of mobility for him. I don't think he rushed for 100 yards in his past 2 years in Washington. I know he didn't this season. So Michael Penix Jr., a lot of people were concerned about the medical and the injury history and you know, whether or not he had the requisite athleticism to be the type of quarterback that you want to have in the modern NFL. And so there's that. Now, the other guy is Drake May, quarterback out of North Carolina. they kind of look at him like a Justin Herbert type big guy. I think he's 6'3", 6'4". Everyone talks about his huge arm. The I heard it described as a rocket launcher. I think that was Louis Riddick saying that he had a rocket launcher, that he just makes jaw-dropping throws. And that kind of reminds me of Josh Allen when he was coming out. But Michael Penix Jr., he can make all those throws as well. He's got elite arm talent too. Now, he doesn't throw from all the crazy arm angles like Caleb Williams, but he can throw it to the hashes. He can throw it to the outside. He can throw it down the middle. And he can really push the ball downfield. That's Michael Penix Jr. But Drake May is also an elite arm talent, but he's a guy that needs to learn how to hone it in terms of throwing the football with touch, throwing the football with accuracy downfield. So Drake May is the guy that a lot of people have as their number three quarterback, and some people have as their number two quarterback. So this is where JJ McCarthy comes in. This show is supposed to be about JJ McCarthy, and it took me 6 minutes to get to him. But the reason why that happened was I was going through all the other quarterbacks who, in my estimation, should be ahead of him. Now, JJ McCarthy, one thing we can say about this dude, he's a winner. I think he's lost in 3 years at Michigan. I think he's lost three games. I could be wrong on that, but I think he's lost three games. And so JJ McCarthy is a really he's a winner. He's a guy, and he told people this going through his process and his interviews and stuff, when they asked him about different situations and how he doesn't have the gaudy stats like a lot of these other guys. In the national championship game, he went 10 of 18 for 140 yards. Those are not numbers that are going to knock your socks off. There was a game against Penn State in the second half this past season. Michigan ran the ball 32 straight times. They didn't throw it. And most people are going to look at it and say, you have a quarterback that's supposed to be this guy, and Harbaugh has been, you know, obviously that's his quarterback, or that was his quarterback in Michigan, and he has been, you know, really talking up JJ McCarthy. But most people are going to look at it and say, you have a guy like that who's supposed to be that dude, and you're going to tell me that you ran it 32 straight times in a tough game against a tough defense? That doesn't make a lot of sense. Now, McCarthy will tell you, hey, I will do whatever it is my team asked me to do, and whatever it is it takes to win. And so you got to respect that. But I looked at the guy, and I saw one scout, Daniel Kelly, former NFL scout with the New York Jets, and his write-up said something along the lines of, watching game film of JJ McCarthy is like watching paint dry. And so you watch the games, and I watched a lot of Michigan football this year, and he can make the throws, right? And he has made some throws when it was necessary, but for the most part, you didn't get to see it because it didn't seem necessary. Michigan obviously was an elite defensive unit, elite offensive line, and an elite ground and pound team. And that's always been the philosophy of Jim Harbaugh coach teams. That's how they get down. But you look at JJ McCarthy and you're like, where is this stuff that's going to wow you? Where is this stuff that's going to say, okay, that's what I'm looking for? Where is the quote unquote elite arm talent? Where is the elite mobility? Where are the knock your socks off plays? And you don't really see those when it comes to JJ McCarthy. And so I was talking to one of my guys about this, you know, kind of before the whole interview and pro day process started and all that. And he's telling me, he says to me, man, listen, JJ McCarthy, he's going to go in the first round. I was like, yo, you crazy, son. He's not going first round. There's no way. Like, what have you seen that would make you believe JJ McCarthy is going first round? And then as the process continues, I'm hearing more and more guys talking about JJ McCarthy moving up the boards first round. Some guys got him as the number three quarterback right now. I've even heard him as high as number two. And I'm like, what? So I had to say, and here we go. Shout out again, Steph. I had to say, damn, bro. I called him and said, you were right. Like, these people are really talking about JJ McCarthy going first round. Why that is, I cannot understand, but he has shot up the boards. Now, clearly he's a guy that he seems to know the game well, which I wouldn't expect anything less from a quarterback coached by Jim Harbaugh. So he seems to understand the game well and have a smart football IQ. He seems to be a leader. He's clearly a winner. He's a guy who's not, he doesn't appear to be a diva. He's not all about his numbers. He's just about getting the job done. So we're going to see where he ends up going. And we're also going to see what type of system they're going to have to put around him in order for him to have high level success. Because you take a quarterback that high, you've got to expect that you want high level success from him. So we're going to see what he's got. So I'm going to leave it right there. Tell me, what do you think about JJ McCarthy? Do you believe that this is a guy who should be a first round pick, or even one of the first three quarterbacks taken? Do you believe that he is what a lot of people are seeing, or do you agree with me that you just didn't see it and you can't figure it out? Leave your comments in the comment section. Can't wait to hear from you. Remember, like and subscribe to the channel, and of course we got the call-in show this Saturday night, and I'm out. Peace.